Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Ba-dum, bum, bum, bum. Oh, yeah. It's Friday. Sun's already up.
First. Oh, the skyline looked so good this morning as I drove in. There's the sun is coming up,
yeah.
But there are some clouds, and there's some clouds behind the city skyline. I guess that's Marin,
yeah.
But it just looked really cool.
Mm.
I love that. Like driving in, it just really
looks different
is
every day. It's so fun to see.
Killer.
Yeah, it's nice. Happy first day of summer.
Apparently, same to you.
Thank you so much. So last week, one of us looked up what time the sun was going to set today and said 9:03, and it's more like 8:30. It's not. Even last night when I got out of bed, whatever time it was, 8. I think it was like 9 o'clock. Went out to get a drink of water just because I'm so restless. And I'm like, it's already pitch dark. I thought the sun was going to set at 9.
If they didn't look up specific to Bay Area, it would be different in different places, for sure.
Yeah, I thought we looked up San Francisco. But I think it's like 8:25 in San Francisco. And I'm not sure like where the latest sunset will
First
be.
First light has been very early. And I've been trying to figure out like why I thought it was even earlier, but I think it's just that I get up and try and be at the water's edge at first light,
right?
Which is 5-something each morning.
So long before the sun rises,
I'm working my way to the water's edge.
Right. You figure by the time you hike your way down there,
mm-hmm,
get yourself
mm-hmm.
all settled. So you don't wear the wetsuit from your house?
Not from the house, no.
You just...
I dress on the highway.
Oh, just, well, that's nice.
Yeah.
Hot. It's good.
Hot.
Yeah. People probably cruise there, you know, just looking to see. Can see any hot surfer guys.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't think maybe at one time I would say, sure, I'm in great shape.
Mm.
Handsome enough.
Yeah.
I'd like to call myself semi-good looking.
Mm. You're semi-good looking.
It's one of my favorite lines
ever. On the highway
ever.
Again.
Semi good looking.
Yeah.
Good enough.
You're good enough.
Anyway, but yeah, dad bod.
So you wrap a towel around yourself and then drop your pants mm-hmm. and pull up. That's nice.
A lot of guys now, and this is something that I could totally see you going, I can make that. A lot of guys are wearing these pullovers that go down to their knees. So they throw it on like almost like a hoodie.
Uh-huh.
Big spacious hoodie that
hangs
drops
down
to their knees, and then they don't have that possibility of losing the towel and showing their wiener.
Would you like me to make you one?
No.
Is it just like a like tank top?
I've been gifted one or two over the years, but I'm in a habit and just don't. It's like I wouldn't wear a robe. I'm just in a habit where I just don't do that.
Right.
Like you got me a beautiful robe. I don't even think to get it.
Mm.
It's hanging there.
Mm.
I just don't get it.
Mm. Yeah, well, you do have trunks on. I mean, we wear our robes out in the backyard because we're naked.
Oh.
Yeah. Our kids love
it. What a show that must be.
So great. Riley's coming home on Tuesday and for a couple weeks. Yeah, he's going to come. Well, he starts grad school in August, so he wants to come home and see all his friends, and his friend's birthday is coming up, and so he's going to stay for a couple weeks. We're excited. Except that naked time in our backyard is over. It's a bummer.
When he visits, won't he be out with friends and spending the night places other than yours?
He may. And so we'll take advantage of that if we know for sure that he's not going to be there. And, you know, I'll try to give him fair warning that if there's a time when you say you're not going to be here, the chances are we're going to be naked in the backyard.
Please text mommy when you're coming home.
Okay, and make sure you get an acknowledgement. Because I don't have any pockets to keep my phone in most of the time, hon.
That's epic. Good for you.
The thing is, though, like I haven't had to regularly put a bathing suit on to get in my hot tub. Like we just get in the hot tub, hang our robes up on our little hooks that we hung on the wall right there. So awesome. But now I'm going to have to be like, okay, figure out a bathing suit to get. I told you I thought you'd be really proud of me. I did get 2-piece bathing suits that don't have like a full skirt.
I am proud of you.
Yeah.
And this is what I think. I think that it's unfortunate. And in my new form, which is dad bod, I even get a little self-conscious, but I also tell myself, you're going to the beach and you're going to wear your trunks and you're going to have fun. Right. And you're not going to spend 1 minute thinking about the goddamn cameras coming out and getting that shot where you're like, because you'll just delete it. It's fine. It's no big deal. Forget it.
No one's there trying to trap. Oh my God, look at that.
Have fun with your family and don't spend your time all worried
being all
about
self-conscious
this.
Yeah, about how stupid. Crappy you look in that awful bathing suit you had to wear.
No, I think the 2-piece is the way to go. And I think that you should just go for it. Yeah. Have a great vacation and don't spend all your minutes thinking about, I better suck it in for this photo.
Oh, well, no, definitely if you know the photo's coming, do suck it in. I mean, stand up straight, get your shoulders back, push out that chest, you know, whatever it takes, wherever it breaks.
Even an extreme runner like Christina, my wife, she absolutely is like, I cannot get rid of this thing hanging on my belly. You know what? We barely have time to exercise.
Right.
It's life right now.
Right.
We'll get to the other side. And then we can do all the stuff that we want to do.
Or none of it. Or you could just relax.
But for now,
yes,
we're parents of little kids.
Yeah. And until they start running, oh, that'll be a good day for her, right?
Yeah.
Isla decides she's like, let's start running.
No, they're into it.
Didn't you take her to the track sometimes?
Yeah. No, they both run. And we both go out on trails. I was on trails all weekend.
Nice.
Hiking and getting as much sweat as I could work up before I went, it's too hot for this.
Yeah, it has been really hot. We laid out yesterday. I was like, I could not wait for the timer to go off. I'm like, oh my God, I'm cooking. I'm like a piece of bacon back here.
For the record, real quick, and we'll start the trash in a second, but it's going to be cooler today.
Oh, okay.
So Napa's the high at about 77, but most areas will be.
That's lovely.
Yeah, it's cooling considerably. Yeah. 60s and 70s today everywhere else.
Nice. It's Alice at 97.3. Good vibes and variety. I feel like we're providing those today. So far, so good. The Sarah and Vinny Show. Thanks for listening. This part of the show is brought to you by the Marin County Fair. I'm so excited. Get ready for a bug-tastic time. It's like bug-themed at the Marin County Fair, July 2nd through the 6th in San Rafael. Pig races, free carnival rides, nightly fireworks, live music with TLC, Brooke Eden, and many more. Plus the B-E-E, So Fly Music Fest on the 4th of July. Be so fly. Tickets at marinfair.org. I'll see you there. We always go for at least one of the nights. It's always pretty crowded on the actual 4th, you know, because that's the day. So make your plans ahead of time. Okay, let's start with the LA Lakers. They sold on Wednesday. I didn't know this was cooking. Did you?
I didn't. But the thing about the Lakers that's, whether it's interesting to you or not, it's interesting to me. They're a family business. Like the guy who bought them was a doctor, successful guy, but he's a dude and he didn't have, you know, now they put together these groups and there's multiple investors and it's big business. He bought it. Do you have the number there for like $60 million or something?
No, I don't know what he bought it for.
It's like $67 million he bought it for. And his daughter, who inherited it, the Lakers, when he passed, just sold for $10 billion.
$10 billion. That's quite a return on investment.
Yeah, he paid $67.5 million.
So that is.
What year was that?
1979.
Oh, well, that was a lot of money in 1979.
It was a fortune.
Yeah. But one
we didn't talk in billions in those days.
No.
At all.
We didn't even have like how many zeros in a billion.
You know who's happy today? Jay Moore.
Yeah.
Jay
Moore.
The
husband of Jeannie Buss.
Yeah. I don't know if they're married, but they're together.
No, wait. I'm pretty sure that if they're not married, they're
is
fiance.
Jeannie Buss the daughter of the lady who just sold it?
No, Jeannie Buss is the daughter of the guy who bought it.
Jeannie Buss just sold the Lakers for $10 billion. And Jay Moore is her
partner,
man pet. Doesn't he sleep in a whole different? He's from got a whole other heard, apartment we, than she has.
Greg's the one who
he
told us that.
He might just be a tenant of hers.
They did get married, so
yeah, I thought they did too.
So he's definitely laughing all the way.
Way to go, Jay. Should we call him? I have his number now.
Do you really?
Yeah. Oh. We can call him up and just say, how does it feel to be a 10 billionaire?
I have a feeling
he's used to it.
He's got his phone on silent right now. Just
yeah. Oh, boy.
Everybody's coming out of the woodwork.
Hey,
buddy. Hey, haven't seen you in a while.
So the LA Lakers sell for $10 billion. This happened Wednesday, and they have become the most expensive sports team ever sold. And now it's time for a game. It's called Who Sold for More? I've got the top 10 highest selling teams, and I'll give you a couple at a time. You guys tell me which one of these sold for more.
All right.
The Brooklyn Nets or the Boston Celtics? Which one sold for more?
Easy.
Nets or the Celtics?
Celtics.
Celtics.
Celtics is correct. Celtics is actually the number two team. That's the Lakers just beat them. $6.1 billion for them and $2.35 billion for the Nets.
And most people, myself included, would say the two most important franchises in the NBA, and I believe me, I'm a Warriors fan, yeah, but it's the Lakers and the Celtics. They're the most.
And then maybe the Bulls.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Next up, the Broncos or the Washington Commanders. Which one of them sold for more? The Denver Broncos or the Washington Commanders?
Commanders.
Go Commanders.
Commanders is correct. $6.05 billion. So almost, I mean, maybe at the time they held the record, because I think the Celtics sold last year after they won the championship, right?
Yeah.
And the Denver Broncos are fourth place on this list with $4.65 billion.
What I was going to say before we started the game was that Jeannie Buss has done a really good job despite not having the depth of pocket that a lot of these big groups that come in and buy up these teams now.
Mm-hmm.
So it really has become necessary. Like, she's not broke.
Right.
But the new guy,
amount of investment,
the new guy who
happen.
Bought it also owns the Dodgers.
Oh.
And he has, look, I'm a Giants guy, but he has spent big money and gotten every superstar on his team. And he's
was
giving,
it a group that bought the Lakers, or is it one dude who came up with $10 billion?
It's a dude that I think heads up a group.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
And they also the owners of the Dodgers, or is this?
That's
like
what I'm saying. Yeah. The guy who owns who just bought the Dodgers not that long ago, just bought the Lakers.
All right. Next up, the Phoenix Suns or the Carolina Panthers, which sold for more, the Suns or the Panthers?
Panthers.
I'll go Suns.
The Suns sold for $4 billion. The Panthers sold for $2.2
billion. Oh, I'm surprised.
And finally, the Dallas Mavericks or the New York Mets. Who sold for more, the Mavs or the Mets?
Mets.
Mets.
The Mavericks sold for $3.5 billion, and the Mets sold for $2.4. Number seven on this list was the Hornets. Charlotte Hornets sold for $3 billion. And that's a point for you, Maddie, later today.
I think the guy who sold the Hornets was Michael Jordan.
He was one of the owners, yeah.
Oh, funny. All right. There's that. Next up, just sort of on the sports tip here, the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders who got their pay doubled a couple years back. In 2019, the Cowboys settled a lawsuit with a former cheerleader that led to them the per-game pay, which is so, like, and of all the cheerleaders, everybody knows the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders. Like, mm-hmm. that's just like mm-hmm. a thing. They were making $200 a game, and they got doubled to $400 a game. And it looks like they just get a 400% increase, which I think makes it $1,600 a game. It's four times $400 times 400%. I did
it. In my single days, yes, Sarah, I dated a couple cheerleaders.
Did you? And what were they making?
Well, it wasn't about the money. Mm-hmm. And they would tell you that right up front. They would say, I get to do tons of great charity work. I get to watch games from the sidelines. I get to rub elbows with these incredible athletes. And yeah, it's not, I'm not here. I have a job.
Right.
But
it's like a badge of honor.
Yeah, I mean it's
I'm a cheerleader.
You're in calendars, you're in I mean it's a you have to try out and you make want to make the team.
So, I am fanatical about a show called Dallas Cowboys making the team. It started off, I mean this has been on for 15 years.
Dallas Cowboys or Dallas Cheerleaders?
Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders making the team.
Okay.
I love it. Sean and I we binged all of it.
Oh.
And now they morphed into the Netflix series America's Sweethearts.
Oh.
And they have a new season coming. It just came out. So
it's the same show?
Basically, but it's about their tryouts and, you know, they follow the girls through the tryouts and see who makes the team eventually. And
I
just absolutely.
Well, one of love documentary style.
It's not a show for me to love, but maybe not.
But you do.
One of the most fun nights of my life. This is not a joke. I mean, there's lots of great family thing, but I went out to some clubs with the cheerleader that I was dating and a bunch of her friends, and to watch them just take over a dance floor and then pull you out there. And then it was all fun. There was nothing wrong with that whole night. You know, sometimes you're like, I didn't yawn. I never went, it's getting late. None of that. It was just a raging great time.
Dance.
It was so fun.
Did they do some routines?
They know how to party, and there was never a moment where you went, let's get out of here.
Mm.
Nope. I'm going to stay right here. This is super fun.
Burned in your memory.
I loved it.
Yeah.
And I had a friend with me, and he loved it, and we all loved it.
Mm.
Everybody loved it. Good times. That's why I always say cheerleaders are the best people. It's fun.
Mm.
No party poopers.
I didn't know about this, but it's part of this story I'm randomly reading about these cheerleaders getting a raise. According to ESPN, the Cowboys agreed to pay four cheerleaders a total of $2.4 million 9 years ago to settle claims that the team's longtime public relations guy was filming them in the dressing room. Rich Dalrymple? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
I don't really remember that.
Yeah, that happened. That he also had taken an upskirt of Jerry Jones's daughter, who runs the cheerleader. She's the head of operations for the Dallas Cowboy. I guess he had done something like that too. Like, he was a total scumbag.
You know, in the end, they said they investigated, found no wrongdoing by him. He denied it, but like not long before the settlement became public, because they settled, he was gone.
Oh, he didn't stick the landing and keep his job and maybe even get promoted.
No.
Oh, that's too bad.
Oh, really?
Guys.
I thought it was kind of good news.
No, it's just funny how some of those people, you know.
I know.
They proved it wasn't true. So, he ended up with a promotion and a better office.
Yeah.
What?
Right. It does happen. And I'll leave you with this little chestnut. Joey Chestnut is going to compete this year in the hot dog eating contest.
Where else would he compete?
But there is. Well, you know what he's been doing. Because I guess he and Nathan's hot dogs had some kind of falling out.
Oh, is that why it's making the news?
Yes. So he's back now. They've figured it all out. He says, I'm thrilled to be returning to the Nathan's famous 4th of July hot dog eating contest. I think that what he was doing was taking whoever won that and then battling them on his own. Like, I don't know if these were pay-per-view.
Well, these guys are competing all year long in different competitions, not just hot dogs.
But he would specifically go to crush whoever won it.
Yeah, it's the same guys that pretty much compete in all of them. But he took a vegan hot dog sponsorship last year, and that's why
they were bummed.
No, and it was not as fun to watch last year without him.
Well, and the number was so much lower. It was something like the guy who won it last year ate 58 tube steaks, and and Joey downed 83 against a longtime rival a week later.
You know I love that term.
I do. That's why I gave it to you. What's coming up in the news, Finn?
It's the first day of summer and more after these.
Oh, it helps if I'm ready.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at
97.3. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Friday, you sweet, sweet angels. Watch video clips from the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show on our YouTube channel. Just go to youtube.com/@RadioAlice973. And remember to subscribe.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Frontier Ford.
Ooh.
That's where I went to get my Mach-E.
Yeah.
You should, too.
It's really nice.
Frontier Ford is bringing the heat this summer with employee pricing for all. You pay what Ford employees pay through July 7th. That's on F-150s, Broncos, Explorers, Escapes, Mavericks, and even the electric Mustang Mach-E.
That's hot.
So get to Stevens Creek Boulevard in Santa Clara or 24/7 at frontierford.com. And if you've already got a Ford, they've got a great service department there at Frontier Ford. Check them out. All right. Cooler today. 60s and 70s around the bay. Napa appears to be the high, pushing 80, but
very beautiful.
Much cooler than we saw. And over the holiday yesterday, man, the beach was maxed out.
And it was the traffic, a hot day yesterday.
Clearly, everyone's like, oh, a day off.
Let's go to the beach.
Let's hit it. I used my day off, and I just want to tell you this real quick, to see Ilio, which is the latest Pixar film, and it's really good. Mm. Again, it's not Cars, and it's not Toy Story, but I'm glad they're still if they hold that bar and just say, we can't put it out if it doesn't beat those, they'll never put anything out.
Right.
It's cool. It's a great movie. It was super fun. And I imagine a young person will, I know my kid loved it. She absolutely loved it.
Did you go take them both or?
No.
One of
the older one is finishing her play prep, which we will see tonight.
Oh. So she went to drama camp.
She was at drama camp. They do this 2-week, full on 8 hours a day where they practice, sing, dance, get their lines, costumes, sets.
The whole thing.
In two, like maybe it's 3 weeks, but either way. And tonight we see the first show.
Oh, are they doing shows all weekend?
All weekend.
Oh,
and then it's done.
Fun. Oh.
And it's just like, it's a sprint, I guess you'd call it. Pretty
that
cool, though.
That is a quick turnaround to put on a production.
Absolutely loves it.
Oh, it's great.
She's a total.
All ages of kids, or is it all kids her age? What's the?
There's a window, and I can't tell you for sure. I think it's seven or eight to 18.
Oh.
So the kids that, like this kid who did this Percy Jackson play that we saw like a couple years back.
Was that another camp one?
No, this was, that was a normal one where it's an extended. Okay.
Took a long time,
lead up,
right?
Yeah.
There's a couple months of practice.
But the kid was so damn good that I was tripping. Like, that kid's going to be a star.
Mm.
And then he never did it again. And I went, what happened to the guy that played? And they said, he turned 18. He's done. He has to go do work outside of the system now.
I wonder if he went on to drama school.
I hope he did. Because he was really good.
Was there singing and stuff in that one?
In that particular play, he carried the whole damn thing for 2.5 hours.
Oh,
like,
boy.
I don't know how many songs, but a lot of songs, a lot of dialogue, and he was the dude.
Oh.
And at the end, I just went, that guy's something. Who is that guy?
Do you remember his name?
I don't. But
damn it.
Some guy
who
just crushed it, and then they went, you're too old. Have a good one.
You've aged out.
Anyway, I'll be seeing Honk Jr. tonight.
Honk Jr.?
Yeah.
It's all right.
It's The Ugly Duckling.
Oh.
A modern telling of The Ugly Duckling.
Honk Jr. I like it.
And Isla has a singing role.
Oh. And, solo?
No, I don't know, because I'm not.
Right.
But she, one of the big things in this production is to get a mic. So when you get mic'd, that's a big step up, and she's mic'd. So I'm very excited to see the show tonight.
Oh, that's fun.
Anyway.
Break a leg, Isla.
Ilio. It's great. Really good. Enjoy it. If you're looking for something to do. Okay, the Pacers pushed game 7. Mm. They won last night, 108-91. The series is now tied. And we've got a game seven, the drama. It's what you watch sports for.
It is what you want, right?
Yep. So Indiana just crushed it last night. At a certain point, I got to turn it off because I knew they had this one.
Oh.
I'm going to read and then go to bed. So.
Get a good night's sleep.
Mm-hmm. So this is the first day of summer.
Hello.
Happy first day of summer.
Thank you.
Much of the country is in a major heat wave. Like a brutal, difficult.
We're cooking.
Yeah. And it's not that bad here by comparison.
Right. I actually wonder if our break in the weather will mean a break for some
I hope that's the case. Yeah, I don't spend much time looking outside our area, but certainly if you're traveling, you would be looking going, oh my gosh, how much? Triple digits? We're not one of those, pardon me, like a place like Florida, and I don't go there. I haven't been there since 96 on that trip that we did.
Tripping with Vinny.
But that's a place where you start to sweat right after you shower.
Yeah, there's no not sweating.
You're just sweating.
Yeah.
And I don't like
that. The summer's brutal. And the humidity is ridiculous.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
You like that?
I don't. And the other thing I don't like is that you get so needing of the air conditioning that you keep going from freezing cold to insane, you know, furnace hot.
Right.
It's almost like it would be better for you if you had to do one or the other. Like if you just could put up with it. But then there you are, you know, soaking through your clothes into the couch, to the floors dripping, like it's hot there.
Yeah. A writer just did this story as we head into summer about how she's sweaty.
Mm.
And she's going to embrace it this summer.
Oh.
She's over it.
Okay.
She's going to have pit stains and you all need to accept that. Mm-hmm. And I thought, if you can live like that, if you're going to, then good for you.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I don't like when my shirt's stuck to my back. I don't like when I'm pitted out. And I'm not a sweaty dude. Yeah. She's saying, I sweat.
It's one thing if you get sweaty because you're working out. Like then you're doing it. You feel like this is supposed to happen. Like I feel like everything's flowing. And I know I'm going to rinse it all off afterward. But to just be a sweaty Betty all day.
It's not good.
It's not. It's uncomfortable.
She says, this lady who wrote the article, that I will wear deodorant because that's a totally different thing.
Yes.
I will keep the smell down, but I am not going to put on, I'm not Botoxing my armpits. I'm not getting surgery. I'm making you all deal with the fact that I'm a sweaty lady. And I'm thinking, I can't wait for the follow-up.
Right.
Maybe it'll go well for her.
Yeah.
I hate that feeling.
It's not just that, you know, you don't want people to see that you're pitted out. It's that it's incredibly uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I'm sweating freely. I mean, drink a lot of water, lady.
I'm not a sweaty person, but I've certainly had those events. And I'm thinking of one in particular, but where we have to go out and do an event and I am, as usual, for some reason, running back in the house and then I'm running out and then I forgot. And then now I'm late and oh crap, I'm late. Now I got to get to the thing. And I know I'm going to see people, but now I'm starting to sweat because I'm nervous that I'm going to be late. And I realize like there's something to getting places early because nothing causes you to pit out like on a hot summer day being stressing about whether or not you're going to make it. And it's at this point now, it's no longer about what you're doing. It's about what the traffic and the lights will allow.
Right. I'm in my car. I'm going to get there as fast as I can.
It's awful.
Right.
Such a terrible. Anyway, maybe you want to embrace your pit stains as well this summer.
Right. Nothing like them.
It is, in fact, again, the first day of summer.
Thank you.
Yay.
I love summer so much.
The best thermostat setting for summer, according to MarthaStewart.com, is, well, they say the ideal indoor temp is 70.
Mm.
If you want to save money and not crash the grid, the ideal setting is 78.
Yes, I've heard that.
Each degree above 75 saves 3% on your energy bill.
Oh.
And they did warn people about outages. Like in advance shutoffs. In fact, I should say, with all the wind and the dry weather, there's fire danger right now. Yep. So please be careful with your ciggies.
This is our first year with solar. We have power walls. So supposedly it's going to kick right over.
Oh, you finally got them.
It's all just like in the last couple weeks.
Oh, you did that without telling us.
Well, I've been trying to get it done you talk about the same thing over and over, my hot tub. People are just like, okay, enough of that. No, it's finally all hooked up. And so if anything happens this summer, knock
you
wood.
You should have backup.
They should pop right over. It should
That's
be
great.
Uninterrupted service.
Good for you.
We'll see.
Let's see here. I'm not a member of Prime, but someone in my house is.
So basically you are.
I guess. Mm-hmm. Amazon Prime Day is now 4 days.
Yeah. And I see Prime Day all the time. There's always some Prime Day thing on there. Every time I'm on there all the time.
The first Amazon Prime Day was July 15th, 2015, and it was 24 hours. It was a day. Mm. It went to 2 days in 2017, you know, because, hey, you can't get too much of a good thing. Now it's 4 days.
So why don't they call it just Prime Time? Or do they call it Prime Days?
They're going to change the name here, it looks like, to Prime Big Deal Days. Prime Big Deal Days.
The Prime Big Deal Days.
I don't know.
Are they? Is it so
you participate?
So
is that a big deal for you?
It's not. I don't.
But you order as needed. You're not. You never say to yourself, "Oh, wait and get that when there's a better deal."
Well, yeah.
No, I mean,
if I need the thing, I get the thing, and if I don't need the thing, I don't get. I'm not paying attention to when that is.
Right.
You know.
Well. It starts, let's see. Prime Day will now be, according to this, 4 days next month from July 8th through the 11th.
Oh.
Now you know. So if you're someone who is on a budget and is looking for the best possible deal and the best time to buy, those are the days. Prime Days will be July 8th through July 11th. They're right around the corner. July, right around the corner, everybody.
It really is close. July. It's the best of the months.
July is the best month of the year.
I think so. I love 4th of July and I love the summer and I'm not sick of it yet, you know? Like your garden's going crazy and it's just, I love it.
You sound like a lady with air conditioning.
I am a lady with air conditioning, yeah.
There you go. Yep. I don't have that right now. I'm a fan guy.
What's going on with that?
I just haven't been able to do it yet. Mm. I knew that the taking on more was not for me. Mm-hmm. I expressed that multiple times.
It's a beautiful
but I have,
house.
I have since taken on more anyway, and I can't keep up. So I just do what I can.
Yeah.
And Christina does that too. She's a lady who will sleep for days with clean laundry on the other side of her bed.
Oh.
It's been carried in. It's been put down in a pile, and she's got to fold those things and just isn't doing it tonight.
Well,
or tomorrow night.
You guys are in the thick of it.
We are in the
thick of it. No question.
But, and I give her credit because she does prioritize. I'm someone who will go slam the brakes on everything.
I got to fold that pile.
I really am. She is not. She will say, no, I'm going for a walk with the kids tonight, which is smart.
Yep.
Those are the memories, not the...
Yeah. Oh, I remember how great it was folding all those clothes and getting that off my list.
Right. How about a fast fact?
You know I love fast facts. Vinny, on a Friday? Come on.
Someone patented the process for surgically turning an animal into a unicorn in 1982.
Oh.
The part of this that's strange to me.
Is that you have to kill a narwhal?
No. I mean, wow, really? I didn't know that was in the mix. I didn't even...
Well, I mean, don't we need to have a horn somewhere? They've got the best one.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Mm.
No, that I don't remember unicorns being such a big deal in the 80s. I don't remember them being a big deal when I was a kid. I don't remember them being a big deal through the 80s that I stopped paying attention entirely to what kids are into.
That's, yeah. I feel like unicorns have been kind of a constant. Like any, like that, a Pegasus, like fairy type creatures. if you're into fairy stuff, you're into unicorns.
We have unicorn backpacks at my house. We have unicorn sheets. We have everything's unicorns. Unicorns and rainbows are gigantic.
There it
days.
Is. That's a patented phrase. All children everywhere. Rainbows and unicorns.
Orcas.
Oh.
Are a natural predator of moose.
What? What are moose doing in the ocean?
They apparently swim.
In the ocean.
Often.
They're like, let's get cooled down.
Moose can actually swim slightly faster than Michael Phelps and can even dive for food. Orcas. I read a story.
I'm sure moose are delicious.
Yeah.
Oh.
You are?
Well, they seem big and meaty.
I was reading a story about how orcas are now a predator of great white sharks.
Oh.
So finally, there's someone out there, you know, scaring the, you know,
this
what?
This is new?
It seems to be a new thing that they are hunting and eating the liver.
I knew
specifically
they were on our side. The liver.
Of great white sharks.
The liver.
And so there's like, they waste the rest of it.
Oh.
Like they just
well,
go,
the other fish are grateful.
I guess, but they really do go for that nutrient-rich part of the great white.
What a weird thing.
Well, yeah.
Shark foie gras.
Yeah.
Mm.
You like foie gras?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, gosh.
It's so fatty.
You will put anything in your mouth,
well,
won't you?
Well, he eats moose,
well,
for God's sake.
I hate geese.
He's an orca.
I have a beef with geese, so I don't mind eating any part of them.
Wait.
What do you got against geese?
When I was a kid, we had geese, and they'd attack me every single day. Every day feeding them, they would come attack me. So.
They are pretty nasty.
So I hate them.
Geese.
And I like eating them.
Mm. Oh. Mm. All right. Madagascar reportedly got its name when Marco Polo sailed there. Mistakenly thought it was Mogadishu, Somalia, and misspelled Mogadishu in his notes so badly that it looked like Madagascar, and that's the name.
So it isn't like a meaningful thing. It's just...
it's just a misspelled or misread.
Marco.
Polo!
Thank you.
Yeah, that's... when I hear that, I think, how did we get that game out of that guy?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Right. It could have been anything.
Fish out of water!
Splash.
Well, you're too late.
Right.
Now I heard you.
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to happen all summer long. Everywhere.
Good times.
Hot dogs.
Hot dogs.
May have gotten their name because people in the 1800s suspected that sausages were stuffed with dog meat.
Gross.
Yeah.
They weren't wrong, probably. I mean.
Don't.
Well, it was the 1800s. Man's got to eat.
That's how we got hot dogs. Mm. The name hot dog. Huh. That just ruined it.
Here's a little fast fact. The game Marco Polo was named after Polo because, like the explorer, the player who is it essentially navigates the pool without sight, relying on sound to locate other partner players.
Oh.
So you're navigating.
You're an explorer.
Yes.
I see.
Marco!
Polo! Did you play it where if you went underwater to move across the pool, you had to say Polo when you came up?
No, that was the way you played it?
Yeah.
Oh.
How are you supposed to hide that way?
I know. Somebody else told me, they're like, they were like, no, I didn't realize that wasn't a hard, fast rule of the game. Because when we played it, if you came up on the other side of the pool, you had to say Polo. So you try to say it as quietly as you could, but it had to be.
Oh.
I know. And they were like, no, you guys played it janky. I'm like, oh, okay.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 707 says, Vinny, are you kidding me?
What?
Shira had a unicorn Pegasus, and half of Lisa Frank's stickers were unicorns and rainbows. You think I know any of what you just said right there?
Is Shira Xena the Warrior Princess's sidekick?
I have no idea.
I don't remember her.
Shira, I think, was a spinoff of He-Man.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah, I feel like you just were a boy who didn't know about unicorns. That's all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's
like
possible.
But I'm with you. Like, unicorns are prolific now. Like, they just are spawned on every T-shirt. And I don't think I have anything with a unicorn on it.
I definitely didn't grow
Sad.
Up like I had no sisters. Yeah. So there's a whole missing side of what the other side.
Exposure.
You right. know, so I didn't, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely know stuff about boys, but just having been raised with a brother.
Right.
I'm sure he knows a lot about girls from being raised with two sisters.
Orcas are wicked smart, says 707.
Well, it turns out they're on our side. They're eating the great whites. So thank you, orcas.
As I've come in contact with a lot of sea life, and I've never come in contact with a great white.
Oh.
If someone said to me, though, would you prefer an orca or a great white? I'm going to go with the smart one that seems to not need to just bite crap right. to decide whether it's food.
Yes. Oh, I'd go orca too.
I'm going orca. Sure. Like, great whites, I think they're just all, nope, doesn't taste good. I'll move on. Mm-hmm. Isn't no loss for them. Right. What do they care? Meanwhile, my whole life, you know, I needed that leg, dude.
Yeah. Now there's blood in the water.
Yeah. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for not liking me enough to just put me out of my misery.
We were hiking over the weekend and I told Edie, don't worry. If a bunch of coyotes come, I will jump in their mouth and you run for it. And she's like, no, you don't get to do that. You just be big and yell and they'll go away.
Oh, she knows the drill.
I guess. I didn't know. I thought I was being a hero for her and she was like not having it.
She needs her daddy.
Well, I guess. I mean, I was trying to tell her, I'll do it for you, kid. Don't worry. Mm. She went, nah. Nope.
Nah.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Movies this weekend and summer's biggest blockbusters.
What?
Wake up.
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.